Lesson 81. Short answers with auxiliary verbs. Yes, I do. Yes, I am. Yes, I have. Yes, I will. Yes, I would. When we ask a question with the auxiliary verb do or did, we can use a short answer without repeating the main verb. For example, do you walk to school? Yes, I do, or no, I don't. Answer the following questions with just do or did. Do people usually have to work in order to earn money?
Yes, they do.
Do you laugh when you see an accident?
No, I don't.
Did we speak to each other last lesson?
Yes, we did.
Did people believe the world was round in the old days?
No, they didn't.
We can also use short answers with the other auxiliary verbs: to be, to have, will, would, can, must, etc. With what other auxiliary verbs can we also use short answers?
We can also use short answers with the other auxiliary verbs: to be, to have, will, would, can, must, etc.
Can you give me some examples, please?
Are you Mr. Brown? Yes, I am. Have you got a pen? Yes, I have, etc.
Answer the following questions with short answers. Shall we still be alive in 2 minutes' time?
Yes, we shall.
Would you need any money if you went to the cinema and had a free ticket?
No, I wouldn't.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can, or no, I can't.
Must one be very careful when one does something dangerous?
Yes, one must.
In future, however, I don't want you to use these short forms when answering my questions. I want you always to answer in the long form in order to get more practice in speaking. Why is it I don't want you to answer my questions in the future by using these short forms?
You don't want us to answer your questions in the future by using these short forms in order for us to get more practice in speaking.
Rose. What's the past of rise?
The past of rise is rose.
What time did you rise this morning?
I rose at 7 this morning.
Did the sun rise early this morning?
Yes, the sun rose early this morning. Or, no, the sun didn't rise early this morning, but it rose late.
How high, mile, point, decimal, kilometer, population? About how high are the walls of this room in feet?
The walls of this room are about 8 feet high.
About how long is this table in feet?
This table is about 4 feet long.
If I am 5 feet 11 inches tall, about how tall do you think you are in feet and inches?
If you are 5 feet 11 inches tall, I think I'm about 5 feet 10 inches tall.
A mile equals about 1.6 kilometres. About how many kilometres does a mile equal?
A mile equals about 1.6 kilometres.
A kilometre equals about 0.6 of a mile. About how many miles does a kilometre equal?
A kilometre equals about 0.6 of a mile.
If a kilometre equals about 0.6 of a mile, how far is it from here to the nearest town in miles?
If a kilometre equals about 0.6 of a mile, it is about 10 miles from here to the nearest town.
How big is this town in population?
This town has a population of about 300,000.
Fell. What's the past of fall?
The past of fall is fell.
If you fell from the top of a very high building, what would happen?
If I fell from the top of a very high building, I'd kill myself or I'd die.
glad. Would you be glad to hear that you had failed an exam?
No, I wouldn't be glad to hear that I had failed an exam, but I'd be very unhappy.
Would you be glad if you were told you had won the football pools?
Yes, I'd be glad if I were told that I had won the football pools.
Sick. Vomit. What's another word for ill?
Sick is another word for ill.
What's another meaning of the word sick besides ill?
Vomit is another meaning of the word sick besides ill.
What makes people sick? Vomit.
Certain smells, excessive eating or drinking, etc., make people sick or vomit.
Repair. How often do you need your shoes repaired?
I need my shoes repaired about once every 6 months.
Roof. What do we call the top covering of a house?
We call the top covering of a house a roof.
Wind. Which is the main wind for this part of the world?
The east wind is the main wind for this part of the world.
Lot, the, colon, take care of.